from the Disciples with Microphones Podcast Network.
And from the Crystal's Vintage Network.
He's back! And we're going to continue where we left off nearly 3 weeks ago here on Crystal's Vintage Anywhere. Right now!
It's time for Crystal's Vintage Anywhere! That half three quarters of an hour of liturgy, music, and fun. And now, with everything back in order because he finally paid his bills, here's Brian Michael Page.
Hello and welcome, Ego Sumbiani, Smeka Ali's Pagina. We are in the 17th week of Ordinary Time, the 11th week after Pentecost, and our 140th episode of Crystal's Vintage Anywhere. Man, it's good to be finally back to normal. I was in a little position this weekend where I was able to actually pay my internet provider some money, get my internet turned back on. We were down for a couple of weeks here. And also, after a two-day suspension, our web host, GoDaddy.com, he got some money too, so we can continue our podcast for another year. I actually like GoDaddy.com. They've treated me and CrystalsVintage.com and CrystalsVintage.net, for that matter, very well over the past 2 years, so it was only right to retain them once again. In the meantime, I've rewritten some psalm settings that I've written over the past 17 years. Some date back to 1991, many from 1995 when I was on this big psalm writing spree. Some from this decade, and a couple that are all new. Many of these psalm settings were lost in a major fire, you see. Back in November of 2003, I may have mentioned this before, but there was a vacant mill next door to our house that burned down, and our house, of course, was the next to go. We were living on the second floor. We were there for a good 7 years, matter of fact. My kids came home from school that afternoon. Mom, Dad, the mill's on fire. So my wife went out to see which one, and because we had that mill and a smaller mill down the street, so she realized it was the big one. We got out of there. By the time we got to my mother's house, about 15 minutes away, we saw the second floor. We saw our second floor porch and enclosed porch zoomed in on TV. It looked like one big fireball just bursting through the porch. The house, of course, burned right to the ground. We lost everything that was in the house, including all the music that I've written since 1984. Now, of course, we've recovered pretty well over the past 4.5 years in terms of getting our household materials back. Now, as for my music, I've been rewriting little by little. But over these past couple of weeks, I've written or rewritten a musical setting for all the responsorial psalms for the Sundays of Advent and the Christmas season. Most of these have metrical refrains and chant-style psalm tones. A small number of these settings use an actual Gregorian psalm tone. Some of them psalm tone 8G. One of them uses psalm tone 7A. 8G, of course, is the more common tone. Now, some of you may remember the series we did on Gregorian psalm tones in September and October of last year. Now, this will give you an idea as to what these tones sound like. I also have a couple of metrical settings, completely metrical, that I wrote in a style resembling Richard Prue and John Rutter, and yet the texts are still faithful to the lectionary. At the moment, I am selling these settings on my own. However, I'm debating whether I should send these to Cantica Nova Publications or send them as my contribution to the Chabanel Psalm Project, or maybe one of the big three Catholic music publishers.
Nah, they'll probably reject all of it because you didn't include any guitar chords.
Yeah, good point. Hey, just for laughs, you know, I should write some piece of liturgical muzak and include a guitar part that's going to take the guitars from the first couple of frets of the low E string to like the 15th fret of the high E string. All in the same measure. How's that sound? All in the same measure.
How about a banjo part?
Hey, you're kidding me, right?
No, I'm serious. You know how in bluegrass music the banjo arpeggiates at a mile a minute?
Yeah.
Well, write out an actual arpeggio-based lick for the banjo, and make note, like, this part must be played as written. No ad-libs allowed.
Yeah. Had the banjo player changing finger positions while playing 16th and 32nd notes at prestissimo.
Yeah, that's it.
You're such a riot. Anywho, today we're going to continue where we left off, discussing the 1971 hymnal Worship One. But first, let's go semi-live, shall we?
We rudely interrupt this program to bring you the following Crystal's Vintage Anywhere public service announcement.
I coded.
Crystal's Vintage semi-live. At the neighborhood softball field.
Well, folks, here we are back at the softball field where my daughter Brittany just finished a rain-shortened tournament. This is the fourth tournament she's been in over the past couple of months, and we're not done yet. We still have two more tourneys to play in the next 2 weekends. Anywho, these past 2 weekends, there's also been masses that I've been able to play for. The first was the monthly mass in the extraordinary form at St. Leo the Great Church in Pawtucket, Rhode Island. Oh, by the way, speaking of Pawtucket, one can always tell an out-of-stater by the way they pronounce Pawtucket. Okay, these out-of-staters always seem to pronounce the W, Pawtucket. True Rhode Islanders lose the W. They just go, Pawtucket. Matter of fact, it took the producers of Family Guy a few seasons to get it right. After all, the show does take place in a fictitious Rhode Island town called Quahog. So, they had to get Pawtucket right sometime. Well, back to the topic of mass. This mass in question was done on Sunday, July 20th. This was the low mass for the 10th Sunday after Pentecost. And here is our opening hymn. There you have the opening hymn, I Heard the Voice of Jesus Say, text by Horatius Bonar, and the tune Kingsfold, English tune, arranged by Ralph Vaughan Williams. And now for our offertory.
Oh.
Our offertory, Veni Creator Spiritus. This is the text from which Come Holy Ghost is translated from. Text here is by Robinus Marus, and the tune is a Gregorian chant mode 8. And now here's our communion. you just heard the communion piece, Adoro Te Devote. And this one is the lovely text by St. Thomas Aquinas, set to the Mode 5 Gregorian chant tune of the same name. Now, the recessional hymn was one called O Christ the Great Foundation, an alleged translation of a Chinese text by Timothy Tin Fang Lu. The tune is Aurelia by Samuel Sebastian Wesley, which is used often with the Church's One Foundation. Now, personally, I would have rather had the Church's One Foundation, but instead, the publisher of the hymnal that's in the pew decided for some odd reason to use this text instead, one that I consider to be a 20th century alternative paraphrase. And now, this weekend just passed, I covered two masses at St. Anthony's Church in Providence, both in the ordinary form for the 17th Sunday of Ordinary Time. One was the Saturday anticipated mass, and one Sunday morning mass. The organ is an older analog two-manual Rogers that replaced an Austin that was built over 90 years ago, Opus 393, matter of fact. The case, along with the name plaque, is still in the choir loft. The current Rogers console is also upstairs, and so are the speakers for it. The hymnal is Breaking Bread, supplemented by the English-Spanish bilingual missalette Unidos en Cristo, United in Christ, published by OCP. The music director at St. Anthony's decided to leave the selections up to me, which is something I would have rather had anyways, because if I leave it up to a lot of these music directors, what do I get? Table of Plenty, Song of the Body of Christ. You ain't getting that here. Here's our opening hymn. Now, at least you got to hear the real version of the hymn, The Church's One Foundation, as written by Samuel Stone. The responsorial psalm was Lord, I Love Your Commands, the setting by Owen Allstott. The Alleluia was the Mode 6. Alleluia, 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 Alleluia. The offertory was All Creatures of Our God and King, the William Draper translation of a hymn by St. Francis of Assisi, set to the tune Lasst uns erfreuen. Unfortunately, I cannot play this one here, as this text is still copyrighted. The Sanctus and Agnus Dei were from the People's Mass of Jan Vermulst, the Christ Has Died and Amen, the Danish tone. Now here's our communion. And there you have Be Thou My Vision, an Irish text that was translated by Mary Byrne and set to an Irish tune, Slain. And finally, here's our recessional hymn, something you might recognize. The last one of this segment, Praise to the Lord the Almighty. Text by Joachim Neander, translated by Catherine Winkworth. Tune also written by Neander and is named after the original German hymn, Lobe den Herren. Don't touch that mouse. In a diocese where kneeling is forbidden.
There's nothing demonic by putting on the outfit of a little red devil.
The brouhaha begins.
We had one handing out communion, the last mass.
Some may think it's bragging rights.
Only at Corpus Christi does the devil himself become a...
The goblins and ghouls must play.
Goblins and ghouls, we raise one voice. Our Father, who art in heaven.
Orange County Mass Chopper Uppers. Rated T for Twisted. Well, when we last left off 3 weeks ago, we started doing a hymn-by-hymn review of GIA's pioneer hymnal of what we know as the ordinary form of the Mass. Worship One. This is the 1971 hymnal that started it all for GIA. The book, of course, improved big time in 1975 with Worship Two. Now, that doesn't mean that there wasn't any good stuff in Worship One. In fact, along with the experiment with the hippy-dippy folk music that was included in Worship One, most of which was thankfully dropped in Worship Two, there were a lot of keepers that should have been kept as well, but weren't. Some were dropped in Worship Two, others dropped in Worship Three. And just to give you an example of some of the stuff that's been dropped, you know, over those two issues, Virginia Bogdan Pedos had written translations and arrangements to some very fine Hungarian hymn tunes and hymns back in the 60s. There were a few other keepers that I mentioned in a previous episode. We left off at number 80. So what we're going to do today, we're going to take the next 90 pieces. This is actually going to finish off the hymn section. We're going to start with 81 and finish this off. So, 81, Praise My Soul, the King of Heaven. 82, Praise to the Lord, the Almighty. And 83, My Shepherd Will Supply My Need. This pretty much stayed the same in all the hymnals. Then we look at 84, A Mighty Fortress Is Our God. It looks to use the Frederick Henry Hedge translation of the Luther for its hymn text. Now, when Worship 2, that gets changed to a more composite text that was actually copyrighted by, I believe, a Presbyterian council of some sort. I forgot what the heck that was. And then in Worship 3, it used an altogether different translation called God Is Our Fortress and Our Rock. Now, 85, Let All the World in Every Corner Sing, My God and King. And this uses a tune that was written by a Robert G. McCutcheon, who died in 1958. The music copyright was renewed in 1962 by Abington Press. Now, in the 1975 Worship 2 book, the same text was used with a tune by Calvin Hampton. Come Before Our God, number 86, okay? Sister Marian Verhalen of Run to Meet Christ Infamy. We talked about this in the last episode, Run to Meet Christ. Run! Actually wrote an excellent, excellent tune here, Come Before Our God. This seems to be the exception in her writing. Number 87, Praise to the Lord, ye heavens, adore him. Set to the tune Austria. Same thing with Worship 2. That was also with Austria. Worship 3, it was changed to a tune by Noel Trednick called Heavenly Hosts. 88, O God of Love, O King of Peace. Now, here it uses Old Hundredth, believe it or not. In Worship 2, it uses a tune called Wilderness, which is in E minor. And then in Worship 3, it uses Talis's Canon. 89 has pretty much been the same for all the issues. Father, we thank thee who has planted. And then we have 90, one of Sister Tulin's earlier works, Ephesians Hymn. And believe it or not, her 1970 hit, I Am the Bread of Life, didn't appear until Worship 2. Ephesians Hymn, by the way, was 1971. At least that's what the copyright date says here. 91, Alleluia, Sing to Jesus. 92, The King of Glory. That's been in all the hymnals. 93 and 94, it's two different tunes to In Christ There Is No East or West. 93 is St. Peter, and 94 is the one that has pretty much stood in all the worship editions, McKee. That is the spiritual that was adapted by Harry Burleigh. The Lord Is Come by Thomas Belt. The music in here and also the words is another goofy 70 trip. 96, The Church Is One Foundation, pretty much standard, although I think it's missing a verse. 97, Alleluia, okay. Now, check the footnote here. It says, repeat from coda as often as desired. Geez, is there a fade out too? Ugh. 98 and 99 are standard in pretty much every edition here. To Jesus Christ, our Sovereign King, and then crown him with many crowns. Crown Him With Many Crowns is missing at least two verses, maybe three, though. Number 100, Lamp Unto My Feet by Sebastian Temple. Yes, of Make Me a Channel of Your Peace fame. Now, this song is one of the reasons that most of Sebastian Temple's tunes were dropped little by little. Matter of fact, the only Temple tune I really have any tolerance for is Make Me a Channel of Your Peace. Then we have 101, Come Thou Almighty King. 102, Jesus Shall Reign Wherever the Sun. And 103, The Head That Once Was Crowned with Thorns. These are all standard. Rejoice the Lord is King also to Darwall's 148. That's number 104. 105, All Hail the Power of Jesus' Name. And 106, same title, different tune. Let's look at 105 and 106. Those are set two. 105 is Coronation and 106 is Diadem. And that pretty much has stayed the same for all three issues. And then we have 107, Jesus Christ is Lord. Nice, simple title. That, and then we have one here by Mimi Armstrong. 108, Hallelujah, Jesus is Lord. Okay. Now, the three words that I have to describe both of those, cough, choke, barf. And then you have 109, Ephesians Hymn 2. Okay. If you remember the first one, Ephesians Hymn, written by Sister Tulin, okay, apparently the first Ephesians Hymn wasn't enough. This is a second one, also written by Sister Tulin. And then we have here, Sing the Praise of Jesus. Wondrous Birth of Jesus, Wondrous Death of Jesus, Wondrous Risen Jesus. Blech. Okay, now we look at 111, Holy, 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 one, pretty much standard. 112, Godfather, Praise and Glory. Again, this one's pretty much standard. Well, the same in Worship 2. Worship 3, it was replaced with O God Almighty Father, which is also a fine text. 113, My Rest is in Heaven. Not one mention or involving of God or Jesus Christ. Though heaven obviously gets mentioned. And then we have The Call. This is one of the better pieces, I think, of Sister Suzanne Tulin. I like the refrain especially, "Leave all things you have and come and follow me." Tulin has another one, 115. Well, I think The Call is better. 116 here. Come, let us join our cheerful songs, set to the tune Nativity. And this one also appears in Worship 2, but unfortunately was dropped for Worship 3. 117. What Conscience Dictates. This one should have been a keeper. It's written to a tune called Dean. Remember, this is a 1971 book. The composer, his name is Bethuel Gross, who was born in 1905. Apparently was still living at the time the book was written. If he was to still be alive today, he'd be 103, so I don't know. But that really should have been a keeper. 118, Come With Me to That Land. And then 119, Going Out to Spread the Light. Two goofy pieces. One of them just says, traditional folk song. And look at it, verse 2 here. There's going to be loving in that land. And you're going to be happy in that land, because you're going to meet Jesus in that land. All right. Here's some standard ones. Definitely stood the test of time all this time. 120, Faith of Our Fathers. 121, On This Day, the First of Days. 122, Amazing Grace. And I actually have a little bit more tolerance than most for Amazing Grace. There are some times where I actually don't mind using it where it pretty much fits. Not too often. I don't like overkill, but every now and then I don't mind stuffing it in. 123 is another lame folk song here. It's Sing Praise to the Lord. Sing praise to the Lord. Sing praise to the Lord. Hallelujah. Hey. 124, Open Now Thy Gates of Beauty. This one's missing like three verses because Worship 2 has five verses to this one. This one only has two. But it's said that the tune Unse Heshe, which is a very fine hymn tune. 125, We Gather Together, very much standard. And then steer clear of the following three titles, 126, The Love of God, 127, Come Let Us Worship, and 128, They'll Know We Are Christians by Our Love. 129, Whatsoever You Do, the refrain is fine, but those verses have got to go. When I was hungry, you gave me to drink. When I was thirsty, you bought me a TV. Also, blacklist the following three here. 130, Love Has Gathered Us Together. 131, I Never Felt Such Love in My Soul Before. And 132, Behold, I Stand at the Door and Knock. Okay, finally, here we go. 133, Ave Verum, the Mode 5 chant. 134, Adoro Te Devote, which you heard earlier. Unfortunately, they only printed one verse. And they also, they put this way up there, key of F. You're hitting a high F there. I won't even try to sing it. It's very quiet right now because it's just me and my wife. My kids are out for the night. 135, Let All Mortal Flesh Keep Silence. That's a standard keeper. That one's missing one of my favorite verses, though. Rank on rank, the host of heaven spreads its vanguard on its way. 136, Blessed Jesus, we are here, Liebster Jesu. Now, in Worship 2 has Blessed Jesus at thy word. Now, Hymnal 1940 and Hymnal 1982 actually has both. Here's one I have not heard since second grade. Probably one of my last real nightmares. Here at the table of the Lord. Thirsting for the living fountain. And again, I mentioned Virginia Pedos and her Hungarian pieces. This was another one, Thirsting for the Living Fountain. And I finally realized what other book I had seen this in. And I thought it might have been an early People's Mass book, but it wasn't. It was Book of Sacred Song, 1977 by the Liturgical Press. I just saw that last weekend, too, when I was covering at St. Anthony's. They had a whole bunch of Book of Sacred Songs kicking around. That was like an offshoot, a sequel, should we say, to Our Parish Prays and Sings. O King of Might and Splendor by Gregory Murray. I love this tune. It's a gorgeous tune. And then we have 140. Christ's Body Brings Us Together. Check out the awful lyric here, okay? Christ's body brings us together. Let us be Christ's as we are one with the Lord. This is awful. Okay. 141. In this bread we share a cross on which, O Lord, you are crucified. And the melody is just hideous. 142. Let us break bread together. It's a spiritual tune, which I really don't mind. The lyric often gets frowns. Let us break bread together on our knees. That one seems to get frowns. How Firm a Foundation. Nice early American tune. I love that one. Okay, now we have 144. How Bright is the Day. Okay, now this tune would have blended well in the soundtrack of Oklahoma. And get a load of the credit, okay? A religious parody of Old Rosin the Bow. This is no word of a lie. This is the actual musical credit here. A religious parody of Old Rosin the Bow. The lyric is credited to a Reverend S.B. Sawyer. Now, I don't know if that is a Catholic priest or a Protestant minister, but I was in Oklahoma, so that pretty much reminds me of what that sounds like, you know. I could probably sing that and go into, oh, what a beautiful morning. For All the Saints, albeit missing a couple of verses, is 145. 146, O Saving Victim and O Salutaris, the English and the Latin. 147, Sing My Tongue and Pange Lingua, Mode 3. 148, Down in Adoration Falling and Tantum Ergo, St. Thomas. These are all standard in all the editions, pretty much, although there's a different Tantum Ergo translation and a different Pange Lingua translation in Worship 3. May the Grace of Christ our Savior has been pretty much standard throughout. Also, that's 149. 150. Okay, here's an interesting one. 150 is a different text altogether. Love Divine, All Loves Excelling, except it's a different text, two verses, adapted by Carol Thomas Andrews, and it's still sung to the same tune, Heifredal. 151. Lord May Their Lives by J. Robert Carroll. It's pretty much that stood also with Worship 2. Oh, Perfect Love. This one should have been a keeper. I remember this from the early We Celebrate hymnals. Oh, Perfect Love, All Human Thought Transcending, the tune Sandringham. 153, Accept Almighty Father, which was a nice little offertory hymn. And that one's set to the tune Gott soll je preisen. 154, All Praise to Thee, My God, This Night, very much standard. 155, Come Ye Thankful People Come, also standard. 156, this one should have been a keeper. Behold Our Good and Great High Priest. This is set to the tune St. Anne, as in O God, Our Help in Ages Past. 157, How Pleasant Thus to Dwell Below. It sounds like one of those hymns you only hear on TV, and hope it only stays on TV. 158, Almighty Father Strong to Save. This appears in Worship 2 as Eternal Father Strong to Save. 159, very much standard, Ave Maria, Chant Mode 1. 160, Sing of Mary, also very standard. 161 here, the Canticle of the Blessed Virgin, one of the Magnificat tones of Gelinot. This is the one that's got the Alleluia, that text there, which is very nice, by the way. 162, Hail Holy Queen Enthroned Above. And then 163, Immaculate Mary. Now here's something a little different here. Immaculate Mary in Worship 1 is the old devotional text that you see in most missalettes. Now in Worship 2, an English priest, Brian Foley, had written a more scriptural-based text, which appears in Worship 2 and throughout most of the hymn in Worship 3. And it's still a very fine text, very scriptural related. I like using it for like Advent, Immaculate Conception, the Annunciation. It works very nice.
164. Daily, daily, sing to Mary, another beautiful tune. This is, I've known it by two names, the German name Alle Tage singen Sage, and also the Latin Omni Die Dich Mariae. 165, the God whom earth and sea and sky. 166, God of our fathers. And what surprised me on this one is this one's in C, while it's written in E flat in its successors. 167, my country, 'tis of thee. 168, America the beautiful. 169, our national anthem. And, of course, that's how it's written on here, national anthem. I believe in worship 2, it's just in there by the first line, oh, say, can you see? And in worship 3, I believe it's titled the Star-Spangled Banner. And finally, the last one in our list here, Mine Eyes Have Seen the Glory, the Battle Hymn of the Republic. Those are all standard. Now, on our next show, we're going to look at our mass music and possibly get into the psalm section of Worship 1. And now here's our musical guest, and he's going to sing something we just sang earlier. Here is Boogly. Be Thou My Vision, the Irish tune Slain, performed by our resident minstrel, Foogly. Foogly comes courtesy of Podsafe, music.podshow.com. And you can check out Foogly's site at povera.com.
And now, time for the good. The bad. And the ugly. Today's edition of The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly is brought to you by the new and improved Our Father Holding Hand. Something for your neighbor in the pew to hold on to while you reverently pray the Lord's Prayer the way it's supposed to be prayed. Today we present the One Bread, One Body edition of The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. Here we go.
The Good.
Lord, who at thy first Eucharist didst pray, or at that first Eucharist before you died, either one. It's a fine text to a well-written hymn tuned by William Henry Monk. Thus may we all one bread, one body be, through this blessed sacrament of unity.
The Bad.
One Bread, One Body by John Foley, a melody that has excessively long breaks in between lines and even some excessively long stretches, thus having the same effect as Psalmanex. The Ugly. Singing One Bread, One Body while in front of a long communion line, only to doze off, fall back, and taking down everyone behind you. See? Just like Psalmanex. And by the way, the person in question falling back did not work third shift. Christos Vincit. Don't do this at church.
Goblins and ghouls, we raise one voice. Our Father, who art in heaven.
Ego sum vianis Michaelis pagina, et hanc verbo ad scripto. I am Brian Michael Page, and I approve this message. What's a good way to spend your summer vacation? By taking full advantage, of course, of our Crystals Vincit Anywhere Interactive Corner. We have all sorts of cool things to do there. You can cast your monthly vote at Podcast Alley. We've been falling short on Podcast Alley votes as of late, getting about 2 to 3 a month. With just a little help from you, we can get back to our old counts of 6 to 8 votes a month, or even more. There's also the Crystals Vincit Anywhere official message forums, where you can leave feedback for any and all episodes of Crystals Vincit Anywhere and Crystals Vincit TV. You can also subscribe to our show on iTunes. You can give us a dig, that's D-I-G-G. You can even join our ever-growing Facebook group, Fans of Crystals Vincit Anywhere. There's also a link to YouTube and Pyro.tv, where you can watch video episodes of Crystals Vincit TV. Finally, there is our Krakuska Kielbasa Wall of Fame. Check out the link in our show notes on how you can get your neighborhood deli posted there. Do it in between trips to the beach, cookouts, campouts, beer runs, ball games, and runnings of the bull. And as per usual, we thank you for your support. Also, don't forget to vote at the Blogger's Choice Awards. Christos Vincit the Blog is running in the Best Religion Blog category, and Christos Vincit Anywhere in the Best Podcast category. And we'll leave these links in the show notes as well. This month, we have received 7 votes at Podcast Alley. That is the most we have gotten in eons. Keep up the great work, people. Thank you very much. Hopefully, we'll see this count again next month. Finally, I want to thank you for joining me today. Tune in again soon for another hair-raising episode of Christos Vincit Anywhere or Christos Vincit TV, depending on what snarky little mood I'm in. Until then, I'm Brian Michael Page. Peace. Krakuska Kielbasa, the official deli meat of Christos Vincit Anywhere. Christos Vincit Anywhere is a member of Disciples with Microphones, the B-Team, Ratzinger's Rottweilers, and the Christos Vincit Network. This broadcast is copyright 2008, Brian Michael Page. Made on a crappy PC.